sometime pause around a dinner table, say thank you, Jesus, for being our wonderful Savior. It might be a good opportunity for you to share the gospel with some of your family or friends. So, one of the unchanging reasons for Thanksgiving is we serve a perfect Savior. But also, secondly, an unchanging reason for Thanksgiving is God's precious providence. One of my favorite passages is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Let me share it with you. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that's in the world through lust. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory to the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. His promise never to leave me. His promise never to forget me. His promise to always provide for me. His promise to always be near me. His promise to deliver me in every hard hurt, heartache, and trial. Thanksgiving is a wonderful time. Not only because our forefathers came over on the ships from England, from Europe, not only because of Plymouth Rock that first Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving is a wonderful time. Thank God for his precious promises. I get to think about how good God is, and it's not a promise God's given that's ever been broken or could be broken. He's a faithful Lord. He's promised. In fact, we're going to look at some of his promises together in just a moment. Promise number three of God's perfect provision. Did I tell you did a good job of reminding us about this morning? Philippians chapter 4:19. And my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. My God shall provide all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Through the need. Stuff that we need or grace that we need, the peace that we need. He's a good and great, loving, faithful Father. He's a perfect Savior. He's given us his precious promises for every need in life. And it's God's perfect provision. Our God shall supply all of your need according to Jesus and glory by Christ Jesus. You can't do anything to make yourself worthy of the blood of the Lamb. He loved us before we ever knew him. Gave his blood on Calvary's cross and we might be saved. Our perfect Savior, we thank the Lord for. God's precious promises, we thank the Lord for. The promise of God's provision, the promise of God's presence, the promise of God's power, number four. God's precious power, I like this one. Philippians 4:13. Why do I praise him on Thanksgiving? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. He won't ever ask you to do anything that you need the grace to accomplish. He's an all-time God and a faithful, perfectly providing Lord. We thank God on Thanksgiving for our perfect Savior, for God's precious promises, for God's perfect provision, for God's matchless power. When the Lord called me to preach, I don't remember saying this. I may have thought it. Well, I really can't do that. Really, the thought of it scared me half to death. But little did I realize that God had a plan. That plan had power. The power had been provided for him by him. We can serve and then for you in any way that he wants to serve. God's perfect Savior, God's precious promises, God's perfect provision, God's precious power. I particularly like number five. We ought to thank the Lord this Thanksgiving for God's abiding peace. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he'll teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I've said unto you, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Aren't you grateful for the peace of God that passes all understanding? The peace that gets you through the valley of discouragement, the valley of despair, the valley of doubt. Thank God for that wonderful peace. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. That's why the Holy Spirit is called the Comforter. He'll teach you all things and bring all things to your members. Peace, peace I leave you. One of his last promises to the disciples was, I'm leaving, but I'll not leave you comfortless. I'll leave the Holy Spirit who will comfort you and strengthen you throughout your journeys, throughout life. An unchanging reason for Thanksgiving is God's perfect Savior, God's precious promises, God's perfect provision, God's matchless power, God's abiding peace. And then, number six, God's perfect place. It was that night as Jesus gathered with the disciples in the upper room, and he gave these words to them to encourage their hearts, because he's about to leave to go to Calvary. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I could have prepared a place for you, and I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there you may be also. Whether I go, you know, and the way you know. That's when Judas asked him, Lord, how can we know the way? And the disciples asked him that question. How can we know? Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So this Thanksgiving, as we gather around the various tables, and thank God for a perfect Savior, for God's precious promises, for God's perfect provision, for God's abiding peace, and God's perfect place. One of these days, we're going to walk on streets of gold. Andrew Rogers used to say, out here, men walk on God and worship gold. There, we'll worship God and walk on gold.
Amen.
Thank God for a place. I remember as a boy, one of my fondest memories, and not only Thanksgiving where the family gathered together, we used to meet at the old camp meeting place in Hartsville, Alabama. And we'd meet and we'd see grandparents, we saw uncles and aunts we had seen. My mother came from a very large family, 8 brothers and sisters. Anyway, see our grandparents, our loons. And one of the things I remember most was we had a man in our family. His gift was taking pictures. He took video every year, and every year, the next year, he'd show the video from the previous year, and show the videos of us growing up. You wouldn't have recognized me in those videos. I was a short, chubby guy. That was good to make you laugh. One of these days, Mama's gone, Daddy's gone. I've got 2 brothers that are in glory. These days I see them again. There won't be any more sickness, no more sin, no more sorrow for the former things that passed away. A place where there'll be no night. I was kidding with them the other day talking about getting older is not for sissies. Just the past few weeks, my eyes have grown dim. My leg hurts. And my voice is gone.
You and Roger need to get together.
When I grow up, I'm going to be just like Roger. But one of these days, there's going to be a family reunion unlike we've ever seen before.
Amen.
I'm not sure exactly what it would be like. Time to celebrate throughout all the endless ages, but most of all, we'll see Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
No longer shedding his blood, but we'll see the nail scars in his hands. We might never forget the price that he paid for our salvation. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Christ. Thank God for his precious promises. Thank God for his perfect provision. Thank God for his matchless power and his abiding peace. In his perfect place. We've got reservations that have already been made. Your name's already recorded. The Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God for Thanksgiving. Every day we ought to give thanks not only for Christ, but give thanks in all things. But this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I hope you and your family have a blessed Thanksgiving, a sweet time in the Lord. Your blessed dad. Pray for those that for whom Thanksgiving and Christmas are in difficult times. And Lord willing, tonight, I want to encourage you to try to come back tonight. I want to share a message I shared 2 or 3 years ago. What to do with an empty chair. The holidays bring joy and peace and laughter and celebration. They also bring sorrow and heartache. And I want you to be mindful of those around you for whom the holidays be a difficult time. Thank God for the unfailing promises and power and presence of God.